In Florida, more than 3,400 nursing home residents have been evacuated after power outages and floods brought by Hurricane Ian. And these can be difficult patients to move. Let's talk now to Veronica Cato. She's with the Florida Assisted Living Association, and she is in Daytona without power herself. Veronica, welcome. Hope you're doing okay.
Yes, I'm doing well, Scott. We Floridians get used to weathering storms like this, even though we don't look forward to them.
Can you describe the conditions at some of the facilities where patients have been evacuated? How badly were some of these facilities hit?
The facilities have experienced a wide variety of damage, from roofs being blown off to windows being blown in to water damage and floods. In areas of our state that haven't necessarily seen water damage, water floods in many, many years. For instance, Orlando has had several evacuations, most recently overnight, just related to that specific issue. Cape Coral, Naples, Fort Myers, and Inglewood areas, they felt the brunt of the storm when it first came through, and buildings there were evacuated prior to the storm, and so now they're looking to assess the damage.
Okay, so just to understand, you're also evacuating some residents today. This is would be a second round, is that right?
Correct. So I actually, 10 minutes ago, got a text message from a community looking to evacuate from Fort Myers to Gainesville. So many communities, you know, they were either given and notice to move because they were in low-lying flood zones, or they already felt that the path of the storm may put impending impact on their residents. So they evacuated prior to it coming to land. Then since then, they've realized that some of their communities may not be, didn't weather the storm the way they wanted to or need current updates because of damage. So now they're relocating residents to just keep them safe.
And what are some of the particular challenges of moving these residents? It can't be easy for patients with Alzheimer's, with dementia, mobility challenges. You can't just, you know, put people on a bus.
No, it's not a fun thing, and they don't look forward to it. And we also have residents that may be on hospice. For those residents on hospice, we actually usually work with a local hospice or a hospital to try to get them inpatient. Instead of taking them on the transfer. When it comes to moving your residents with Alzheimer's and dementia, it can be very disruptive to them and also can set them back. So that's why many times facilities will try to shelter in place, if at all possible, just because that's in the best interest of the resident. Once they do make the determination that they need to get on the road, then it is the team. It is, you know, it's always about the staff that are there, that are willing to sacrifice, you know, above and beyond just going to their 9-to-5. They go with them and they spend the night wherever they're relocated. They pack the food, they pack the activities. They try to make it a fun experience while they are en route as well as once they get there. Usually once they're greeted by their, you know, receiving facility, those residents are excited to have them and welcome them with open arms, which does help de-escalate some of the stress.
And how has today gone so far for your staff, for the residents?
Well, every day it gets harder and harder, especially if they're having problems getting to and from work. That means the staff that agree to spend the night and be there pretty much 24/7 are getting tired more, you know, as the time goes on. But they kind of, you survive off of each other. And I say that because I have evacuated buildings. I have taken in people when I was in operations. So it's a different experience. You really get to lean on each other and you become closer. And, but it does get tired and it is hard.
Of course. Is there enough space for your residents to go to? We know a lot of elder care facilities are full and have wait lists.
That is a challenge, and sometimes they have to break the residents up, meaning they can't send, you know, all 80 to one particular community. So they will try to do that as much as possible, but there are also facilities that evacuate to hotels and are currently in negotiations with large hotel chains to take their residents in for a longer period of time while they make some of these repairs, and that will allow them to stay together.
Yeah. And in some cases, do you have no idea how long it will be before they can move back?
In some cases, you don't know, because it's all depending on the supplies and what is needed to repair the community to get it back in shape for them to occupy it.
Yeah. Veronica Cato is with the Florida Assisted Living Association in Daytona. Veronica, thank you for taking the time on a busy day, and thanks for your work.
Thank you.